This is a tutorial on The Braille Maid, produced in conjunction with Telesensory Corporation of Mountain View, California. I'm Doug Wakefield. We're assuming that you're looking at your Braille Maid for the first time, that it's fresh out of the box. So before we even talk about how to turn it on or how to set the charger, let's first of all take a look at the unit itself. To make sure we're all looking at it in the same perspective, would you set the Braille Maid on a surface in front of you or in your lap so that there are three keys, and I'll explain what these are, closest to you. Now, let's look at the top first. You'll notice right in the center of the unit there is a humped-up sort of circular area. This is the area that contains both the speaker for the speech and the single Braille cell. Notice the Braille cell. First of all, you'll probably see a FOR sign plus two extra dots. In other words, this is an 8-dot single Braille display. On either side of this Braille display are reference lines. These are useful when you're looking at the Braille display and you're looking at a single dot and you want to know, is this a dot one or a dot two? Well, these lines on either side of the display will give you some reference so that you know whether this is a dot in the middle of the cell or top of the cell or bottom of the cell. Coming towards you from the Braille display, you'll see a grill, and this is the grill just over the speaker in the Braille Maid. On either side of this humped-up area, you'll find the basic keys of the Braille Maid. On the left, you have dots 1, 2, 3, and 7. On the right-hand side, you have dots 4, 5, 6, and 8. This is an 8-dot Braille system, and for most of the time, you will be using dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. However, many commands in the Braille Maid will use dots 7 and 8. Closest to you are three more keys. These are the spacebar, right, and left shift. Right shift is the small key to the right of the spacebar. Left shift is the key to the left of the spacebar. Now, before we proceed, let me tell you about a convention used by the Braille Maid to send commands to the Braille Maid as opposed to entering text. You use either combinations of the spacebar plus any of the 8 dots, or you use the right and left shift keys with a combination of dots. The chord commands that you'll hear me refer to always refer to spacebar plus some of the Braille keys. For example, a chord L would be the spacebar held down plus dots 1, 2, 3. A chord E will be used a lot, and this is spacebar plus dots 1, 5. Or, to quit a mode, to get out of something, it's chord Q. Hold the spacebar down and type Braille Q. Other times, we will be using commands that call for right, left, shift, plus some keys. This means hold down with your thumbs is the easiest way to do it, the right and left shift keys, and then type the Braille letter that is indicated. On certain occasions, we will use just the right shift or just the left shift. And in this case, I would say left shift A. For example, to add a record to the phone book or appointment book, it's left shift A. Or to update a record, it's left shift U. Sometimes, as I said, we will use either the right alone, left alone, or sometimes we'll use a combination of both keys. So keep this in mind, that we do use these keys, these three keys, in combination with the Braille keys to send a command to the Braille Maid. The very front edge of the Braille Maid is very plain, nothing there. Let's go around to the right. On the right, you'll find the on switch. This is a little switch that you pull towards you. Don't do it just yet. You can if you want to, of course, but then you'll have to figure out how to turn off the Braille Maid, and that's a little different. You don't turn the Braille Maid off with the on switch. It's strictly the on switch. Just behind the on switch, you'll find a jack. This is a mini jack, and this is where you plug in headphones. And then just behind the earphone jack is the plug-in for the AC adapter. Now let's head around to the back of the Braille Maid, and on the right-hand edge of the back, you'll see what really may not look like a plug, but it is. Now, in computerese, these are called ports. Ports is computerese for a plug or receptacle. There is a round plug, and this is called port 1. And if you look on top of the Braille Mate, just above this round hole, actually it's a little hard to tell that it's a round hole, but it is, you'll find one dot. This indicates that this is called port one. And this becomes important later when setting up the Braille Mate to communicate with other devices. If you move to the left along the back, over the back edge, right along the left, you'll see a rectangular, actually it's much longer than it is high, plug. And this plug accepts a very unusual cord. This plug is either a serial or a parallel port. You would use a serial port when communicating with another computer. You'll use the parallel port primarily to communicate with printers. Now, on the top of the Braille Mate, just above this port, again, now you have two dots. This indicates that this is called, in the Braille Mate setup, port two. And now let's just take a look at the bottom of the Braille Mate. One piece of information very important here. It is your Braille serial number. And this is handy to have if you have to call TSI for anything. This tells them exactly when this unit was produced. And at the other end, at the left end underneath, you'll find a fairly large rectangular slot. And this is where the optional RAM card goes. And this RAM card is replacing a disk. You don't need disks with the Braille Mate. You use RAM cards, has no moving parts, and it seems to be the up-and-coming technology as far as how to store information. And now it is time to turn the Braille Mate on. And let's assume that there is juice in the battery. If not, you can go ahead and plug in the AC adapter and the Braille Mate will come on automatically. The Braille Mate is always on when the AC adapter is plugged in. Otherwise, locate over on the right-hand side near the front edge the on switch. Now, this time only, we're going to do a reset because you never know what has happened in shipping and so on. So, to make sure that everybody has the same parameters set in the Braille Mate. Now, by the way, if you have used your Braille Mate, don't do this. Just pull the switch forward to turn the Braille Mate on. But if you have never used your Braille Mate, hold down dot 2. That would be the second dot away from the humped up area in the middle to the left. Hold down dot 2 and pull the on switch toward you.
Hello.
And you heard the Braille Mate say hello. And if you look at the display, you'll see there is an X. This means you are in an empty file. You always come up into a file. If you have written something in the Braille Mate and you turn it off, when you turn it back on, you're going to come into that file. But when you start for the first time, you're in an empty file, and that's what that X indicates. It's also a handy reminder that Cord X is what you use to turn on and off the Braille translator. And I want to speak right up front about the Braille translator. Now, you can tell by listening to the tones of the Braille Mate whether you have turned something on or off. Try a Cord X, that space bar, plus a Braille X.
X.
You heard two tones in ascending order. Do it again, Cord X.
X.
And two tones going down. This means that you have turned something on when the tones go up, or turned it off when the tones go down. To turn the Braille translator on, Cord X again.
X.
The tones go up. This means the translator has been turned on. This is basically a back translator. This doesn't mean you enter grade 1 Braille and you get grade 2 translated. What this means is you can write in grade 2 Braille, and when you go to print or send the file over a modem, it will be sent as computer Braille, which is what the printer or modem or mainframe at the other end will understand. So that's what the translator does, and let's leave it on at this time. Now, you may not want to hear these tones all the time, so let me show you right up front a very handy command. Cord T, that's for tones, turns on and off the tones. Try a Cord T now.
X.
Two tones, and the tones are off. There are tone indicators telling you when you've come to the top of the file, the bottom of the file, whether you've made an error. These tones can be very useful, but in some cases they can get very annoying. So it's a good idea to make up your own mind when you want to run with tones on or off, and it's very easy with this toggle, Cord T, to turn them on and off. I'm going to turn them back on just for now.
X.
Now, if you don't want the speech, you want to just use the Braille display, you'd like to turn the voice off for now, real simple, Cord V for voice. two tones again. That indicated that the voice went off. And now if you type anything, you won't hear anything until you do another chord V. Let's do another chord V.
X.
Notice now, two tones again in reverse, and the voice is turned on. Before we can do much of anything, we need to get some text in this particular machine. And it may sound very trite, but what we're going to do is just put in six lines, and on every line we're going to indicate what number line this is. This means that later on when we start deleting, we use the search and replace, or we copy different lines into a buffer and move them around, it's very easy to see that you've moved the lines because they're numbered and all of a sudden they're out of the correct order in which you put them in. First of all, at the very top, would you please type, "This is a new file."
This is a new file, period.
Take a minute to put me on pause and go ahead and write that in. The next line should say,
"This is the second line, period."
This is the second line, and you can write in grade 2 Braille. At this point, by the way, don't worry about making mistakes. Just keep on going. Later, I'll show you how to insert, delete, and move text around. All right, once you have that line typed in, let's go to the next line.
Now the third line, period.
Now the third line. Go ahead and type that in. And then next.
And next the fourth, period.
And next the fourth, period. The next line will read.
We are on the fifth line, period.
We are on the fifth line. And we're going to do one more line.
The sixth line is the end, period.
The sixth line is the end, period. And that's all you have to write. And believe it or not, this is enough text to learn most of the features of the BrailleMate. First of all, let's talk about how to jump back and forth from the beginning to the end of the file. What if you want to go to the beginning of the file? It is chord minus. And the way to remember these, it's quite simple. If you picture going backwards in the file as minus and forward as plus, then it's logical that the chord minus, which would be dots 3-6, takes you to the beginning of the file, and chord plus moves you all the way to the end of the file. Let's do a chord minus.
Dot 6.
And did you hear two small beeps? That's the indication that you're at the beginning of the file. Try chord plus. That's the chord, or spacebar, plus 3-4-6. Slightly lower beeps, and we went right to the end of the file. How do we read? All right, let's go to the beginning and read what we've written. Chord minus, please.
Dot 6.
And mine said dot 6. I got very professional here, and I even capitalized my information so that I'm sitting on dot 6. The BrailleMate doesn't look at any more than the one cell when it first lands at the beginning of a file, so it doesn't know that it's going to say this. Now we're going to talk about how to move forward or backwards in a file, a character, word, line, or paragraph at a time. And as we get started, you may say, gosh, I really would like to change this speech. Well, after we read a line or two, we'll stop and go in and change our speech parameters. But for now, let's just see how it sounds. We're going to read a character at a time first, and I need to talk a bit about the logic of the BrailleMate commands. Keep in mind that you can use either right or left hand commands to move the cursor forward and backwards through the text. Now keep in mind, we're not in a review mode when we're doing this. We are moving our writing cursor forward and backwards through the text. The system is set up so that you can do this with either the right or the left hand. This means if you like using the Braille display, you can hold one finger on the Braille display with, say, the left hand, which is the way I would prefer to do it, and enter my commands with the right hand. Now, if you prefer to read Braille with your right, then you want to use left hand navigational commands. So now let's talk about navigation. First of all, a character at a time. We have on the right hand, and once I explain the logic, you should be able to transfer this learning back and forth from one hand to the other. Chord dot 4 reads back a character. Now, I can't go back a character because I'm at the very beginning of my file. Chord.5, this is the right hand, moves forward a character. Let's go forward with one character.
TH.
And it says TH. That's on this. Now I can go back one character with chord.4.
.6.
How am I going to do this with the left hand? It is chord.1 to go forward.
TH.
And chord.2 to go backwards.
.6.
In other words, you use these either .45 or .12, and keep in mind you're going to the right if you go forward and going to the left if you go backwards, so you can see the logic. Chord.4 goes back, and so does chord.2. Chord.1 goes forward, and so does chord.5. To go forward a word, I'm again sitting on the very first character in my file, so I can't go backwards. To read a word at a time, I need chord.56.
Is.
I jumped over this and went to is. Now, why did that happen? Very simple. I didn't read current. I read next. All right, let's go back. Well, if chord.56 is forward, then chord.45 is backwards.
This.
And you heard a beep? That told me I was at the beginning of the file. All right, left-hand commands. Very simple again. Chord.12 goes forward.
Is.
And it went to is again. Chord.23 goes backwards.
This.
Now you say, wait a minute, what if you want to read this? Do you always have to jump forward and backwards? No. You can use a read current. And here we get a little more complicated. We want to read a word, but we want to stop the motion. We want to stay right where we are. To do this, you can use either the forward or backward command, word or sentence, but if you're using your right hand, hold down the right shift at the same time, or if you're using your left hand, hold down the left shift at the same time you do this command, and you will read current. For example, I want to read current word. Now, the word forward command was chord.56. However, if I want to read current, I just hold down the right shift as well. Now, you say, that might get a little awkward, but I don't think so. What I generally do for, it's like learning to play the piano, what I do for finger position is this. I can actually hold down the space bar and the right shift with my thumb without any trouble, and then I can hit .56. Or if you want, just use the thumb of your left hand to hold down the space bar, and then use your right thumb to hold down the right shift. Try that now. It's space bar plus shift .56.
This.
And it said this. And no matter how many times I do that, it's just going to say this. That is the current command. All the commands that I'm giving you, if you hold down the right or left shift, depending on whether you're using a right-hand command or a left-hand command, will turn the command into a read current rather than backwards or forwards. How do you read a sentence? We've already had character and word. To read a sentence forward, you use chord.568. This is where our numbering gets a little strange. 5, 6, 8. In other words, the three rightmost keys. So try that. Now remember, you're going to jump right over the first sentence, and you're going to go to the next sentence.
This is the second line, period.
This is the second line. To come back one sentence, and you've already guessed the logic, I'm sure, it is the space bar or chord. 4, 5, 6.
This is a new file, period.
And to read current sentence, it's either sentence forward or sentence backwards plus the right shift.
This is a new file, period.
Now with the left hand, the logic is the same. It is chord.123 to read forward.
This is the second line, period.
And to read backwards, it's chord.237. In other words, the three keys to the absolute left.
This is a new file, period.
And you do keep hearing that beep. That means that we're at the beginning of the file. One more command. We have not, in this particular file, put in the text parameters to indicate this. However, you can read a paragraph at a time. Now, if I use a next paragraph, it'll probably beep because we only have one paragraph. The read next paragraph is chord.58. Notice you're skipping dot six. And there is no next paragraph, because we only have one paragraph. We have not indicated another paragraph. To go back, we simply do a chord for six.
This is a new file, period. This is the second line, period.
Now, if you want it to stop reading, go ahead and do a chord minus.
We are dot six.
And we're right back at the beginning. Any other read command will just stop the speech right there. Now remember, when you're doing any of these commands, character forward, word forward, sentence forward, the cursor moves to the beginning of the unit that is read. Now with this file, why don't you put me on pause and practice your navigation commands? We will be using the sentence forward and sentence back commands a lot. And what we're going to do next is go in and take a look at the speech parameters menu. And we will use sentence forward and sentence back to move through different options. Okay, it's time to move on to set up the speech parameters, but maybe at some point, if you paused, your Braille mate turned off on you. Well, this will happen after 2 minutes to save battery life, and you did not lose your file. If this has happened to you, simply turn it back on. On the other hand, you may say, hey, I want to quit for a while. How do I turn this thing off? I tried pushing the lever on the right, and nothing happened. Let me show you the turn off command. It is the right-left shift keys held down simultaneously with dot 7 and 8. Very easy two-handed command. It's not made that simple because you don't want to accidentally turn your Braille mate off. But you won't do any harm, really. You do not lose any text. Try it now, and you should hear two very faint beeps. That's right-left shift plus dots 7 and 8. There's two very faint beeps that are hard to pick up on the recorder. Okay, I can turn the Braille mate back on by moving the little lever on the right toward me.
This.
And it says this. It spoke the word that the cursor was sitting on. Now let's take a look at our speech parameters. There are other parameters, and we'll be looking at those on the second side of this tutorial. All right, let's do the following command. We are going to use the right and left shift keys held down and the FOR sign. In other words, dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus right and left shift. Try it now.
Global.
Now, you heard beeps and everything, and it said global. If you don't want to be in this menu, let me show you how to get out of it. Chord Q. Chord Q will exit. Try that now, please.
Dot 6.
Now, you heard the beeps as you came out, and you're back to dot 6. I'm going to make a suggestion here. The Braille mate is constantly popping in and out of read mode as you're going through different parameters. Since it is doing that, the tones are constantly beeping on and off for you. I like to set up my parameters without listening to all these tones. The tones aren't going to give me any valuable information while I'm in the parameters menu. So before going into the parameters menu, I'll do a chord T.
Dot six.
Now they're turned off, and I'm going to use the Braille display and the speech, but I don't need the tones. So let's go into parameters again. Right, left, shift, plus F-O-R.
Global.
And it says global. Now, we're not going to do anything with the global commands right now, so we need to use sentence forward, either right or left hand. You reviewed them, so let's move ahead.
Print.
Print. This is for setting up print options. We're not going to worry about that right now.
Braille.
Braille. This is for setting up the Braille format if you want to send information from the Braille mate to a Braille printer.
Speech.
Speech. And this is what we want. Now, to actually change speech parameters, we have to do some editing. So we're going to do a chord E, please.
Volume.
And it says volume. If you want to change volume, you have to do a chord E again.
Volume.
Now, sentence forward will raise the volume. Sentence backwards.
Softer, softer, softer.
We'll make it softer. I'm going louder, back louder, louder with sentence louder, forward.
Louder, louder.
And that's as loud as I can get it because I actually have the volume also set on this recording. All right, now, to save the option, you need to do another chord E. If you want to get out of this option without saving anything, do chord Q. All right, chord E.
Volume.
Now let's move on with sentence forward to the next speech option.
Pitch.
Pitch. All right. Chord E to edit.
Pitch.
And sentence forward will raise the pitch.
Higher, 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 higher.
And sentence lower, backwards
lower,
will
lower. Lower, lower, lower.
Now I'm going to leave it there, and I'm going to do chord E to save this particular pitch setting.
Pitch.
If you didn't want to save it, you do a chord Q. Sentence forward moves us to the next speech parameter.
Speed.
Speed. How fast do you want it to talk? Chord E will put you into editing. Sentence forward will make it go faster. Sentence backwards will make it go slower. Chord E will exit and save your change. Sentence forward again, please.
Capitalization ignored.
Capitalization ignored. You have several choices here, and this will determine how the speech, when it is talking to you, handles capitalized letters. And you could have it say cap, or you could have it toned, or just ignored. Again, to edit this, chord E. Sentence forward to move through the options, or sentence backwards to move back through the options until you have the setting the way you want. If you don't want to make any changes, you don't have to do a chord E. We can just do sentence forward and go to the next setting.
Unusual.
Unusual. That doesn't mean anything, does it? I'll show you an easy way to read this whole line. Press right-left shift plus the space bar.
Unusual letter colon spelled.
Unusual letters spelled. This tells the speech that if it sees something in the text that looks unusual, doesn't look like a word, spell it, don't say it. Now, if you would prefer, you can do a chord E.
Spelled.
Or sentence forward.
Spoken.
Spoken. This means if you see something weird, it doesn't matter. Still, try to make a word out of it. I'm going with sentence backwards.
Spelled.
To spelled. And I'm going to do chord E.
Unusual.
And I'm back to unusual. All right. Sentence forward, please.
Number.
Number. All right, again. Hold down, and you notice the Braille display is sitting on the N, by the way. Press right, left, shift, and space bar.
Number pronounced colon words.
Numbers pronounced words. All right. You have several options here. Numbers could be pronounced as digits. Numbers could be pronounced as words or in pairs. In other words, do you want it to say 1991 or 1991 or 1991? If you wish to change this, do chord E, then use your sentence forward and sentence backwards to change it. And when you're done, chord E to exit and save, or chord Q gets you back here to this prompt without saving. Now, to move on to the next parameter, sentence forward, please.
Tone.
Tone. I don't know how you describe tone. You might want to just play with this chord
tone.
E and do sentence forward.
Higher, 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 higher.
It says higher. Actually, I think it's smaller and bigger. Do a sentence backwards.
Lower, 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 lower.
It's kind of going into a bucket. I'm going to go sentence forward.
Higher, higher, higher.
And leave it right there. I want it set like that, so I'm doing a chord E.
Tone.
Now let's go on to the next option. Sentence forward. Punctuation. You have several setups here. Punctuation all, punctuation ignored. I generally leave my punctuation on. You could have punctuation ignored if you're going online and you don't want to hear punctuation. You can also have it just do mathematical punctuation. In other words, plus, minuses, and the slash for divide and so on. All right, let's do sentence forward.
Mode left parent word slash sharp right parent colon word.
Okay, the mode. In other words, do you want to hear every letter as you type, which would be mode set to character, or do you want to hear words as you type? And that's what we're set at right now. Again, you can change this, chord E, then use forward or back sentence, and set the options, chord E, to exit. Now, if you want to change anything still, what you do is you put me on pause, you use sentence backwards until you get to the option you want to change, do your chord E, select the setting with sentence forward, sentence backwards, another chord E to exit and save that change. Once you have the speech set the way you want it, now we need to get out of this. Do a chord Q.
Speech.
Now we're at speech. All right, chord Q again, please.
Dot six.
Now, it's time to talk about how the reading mode works. It's like a review mode. In other words, you're not moving a writing cursor. You're just reading the text. To get into read mode, you hit chord R. Now, read mode has different commands depending on whether you want to work with speech or Braille. I'll leave the speech on for a while when we're talking about Braille just to indicate that we are actually reading a character at a time. First of all, chord R.
This.
And since we've spent some time setting up the speech parameters, let's not show favoritism here and let's move on to the Braille commands first. We are in the read mode. And if you want to read the word to the right, you simply hit the right shift.
T-H-I.
It said T-H and then I. On the Braille display, if you watched, you saw the T-H sign go by, and now you have an I.
S.
A. And it went S for is, and then to the A. Now, if you want to read that word again, hit the space bar.
I. S. A.
Now, it does read to the beginning of the next word. Remember, this sentence is saying this is a new file. Let's do right shift one more time.
N.
Now, we're on N. Hit the right shift one more time.
E-W-F.
All right, went to the F. Hit the space bar to read that last word.
N-E-W-F.
Now, it does go to the F, and if you're looking at the Braille display, you will see that you saw N-E-W go right past the Braille display. Now, if you want to go backwards, it's pretty simple. It's the left shift. Just hit the left shift.
W-E-N.
And it read backwards, W-E-N. Let's do it one more time.
A.
That's easy. One more time.
S-I.
And it is going backwards. Now, if you want to just read continuously, you hit the space bar plus the right shift. Now, if you want to read backwards, try space bar and left shift. I'm going to read forwards.
S-A-N-E-W.
New.
F-I-L-E.
File, period.
Dot C-T-H.
And it keeps right on reading. If you want to stop at any point, hit the space bar. Okay, we're on the second file, or second line, and it's spelled second and stopped on line. Chord Q will take you out of read mode. Do a chord Q, please.
Dot six.
And we're right again at the beginning of our file. Even though we moved down through the second line, we did not move our writing cursor. You can try reading mode again with chord R and turn off the speech. Remember, that's chord V for voice. Do chord V. That'll turn off the voice. And then do chord R to get into the read mode. And then try either the right shift, left shift, or if you want to see if you're a good Braille reader and you can just zip right along, do shift right. And if you're really good, try shift left and read backwards. There is a parameter in the global settings that we'll show you in just a second, and this will set up how fast the Braille display zips by when you're reading a character at a time. Now, if you're using speech, you're saying, wait a minute, I do not want to read a character at a time. Well, I don't blame you. So what I would do is this. Do a chord R, please.
This.
And I'm sitting on this. Now, once you're in the read mode, if you want to just read your file, it's right-left shift plus the space bar. And to stop it, just hit the space bar alone. Here we go. Right-left shift plus the space bar, please.
This is a new file, period. This is the setup line, period.
I'm going to stop it on the third.
Line, period.
Okay, I just stopped it by hitting the space bar. If I want to go back a word at a time, it's space bar plus the left shift. And, of course, to go forward, it's space bar plus the right shift. And that's that easy. That's how in the review mode. Now, you say, why would you want to do that? If you are in a text file, you don't generally need to use review mode or read mode. Let's do chord Q to get out.
Dot six.
And I'm back at the beginning of my file. But there are times when you want to read without possibly putting in erroneous characters. There are times when this is the only way that you can read. In other words, you cannot use sentence forward or sentence backwards, and let me show you a good one. First of all, we're going to go into our help command. Help is chord H.
Editor.
Editor. All right. If we want to continuously read, we are automatically in the read mode because we cannot edit the help file. When you can't edit something, the BrailleMate will automatically put you into read mode so you don't have to do a chord R. Now, if you do a right shift, the Braille display will go past a character at a time and show you the word. Editor. All right, now, what is it going to say? I'm sitting on P.
H-L-B-K-12L/R1234.
What it said was phone book abbreviated equals L/R. L/R means right, left. Whenever you see in the help file L/R, that means right, left, shift together. And then it gave you the dots, 1, 2, 3, 4, which happens to be a P. So to get into the phone book, it's right, left, shift plus a P for phone book. Now we're sitting on D. I'm going to once more run the Braille display across.
I-R-H-W-L/R-1-2-4.
All right, directory. What is the directory? Directory equals right, left, and dots 1, 2, 4. In other words, right, left, and an F for file directory. You can, without the voice, walk through the help file in this manner using the right shift. If you want to go back and say, wait a minute, I want to go back one command, then you'd use the left shift. And when you use the left shift, you'll go back. Now, if you want to do this with speech, you have to go into continuous read mode. And to go into continuous read mode, it is the chord and then right, left, shift. In other words, all three keys, left shift, space bar, right shift, all together. And as soon as it starts reading, hit the space bar. Now it is going to repeat this. One suggestion here, if you are going to use the speech to read through a help file, you are going to get, if you have numbers set pronounced as words, you're going to get like dots 1, 2, 3, 4 is going to be 1,234. And that may or may not be hard to understand, so you might want to change it to digits. That's up to you. To read the next command, it's spacebar and right shift.
APTBK=R1.
Okay, appointment book. That's what APTBK.
APTBK=R1.
I wanted to check. How did I do that? I just hit the space bar. If I want to go back one command, it's the space bar and left shift. Okay, we can get out of the help file. That's how you read it. Let's pop out real quick with a chord Q.
Dot six.
Now, before we get into editing commands, let's, again, pop into our parameters menu real quick. We know how to do it. It is right, left, and the FOR sign.
Global.
Global. We want to edit global. Would you please do a chord E?
Reading.
Reading. Reading what? Well, how do we read the whole prompt line? Right, left, shift, plus the space bar.
Reading speed left, paren 1-9, right, paren colon 5.
Now, this will control how fast the information will pass through the Braille display. If you want to edit this, you would do a chord E.
5.
And it says 5.
Five.
In this case, you do not use sentence forward or sentence backwards. You type in a different number. Let's say you want 7. You want to try a faster speed. If you really think you're a good Braille reader, try 9. And that's the fastest the Braille display will run. All right, let's do a chord E to get out of this.
Reading.
And if you wanted to change that, go ahead. You can always pop back in here and change it again. I got a hunch that you'll end up playing with this a lot. If you're a good Braille reader, you'll want to just see how fast you can have a file just zip along under your finger and just read it. And now we're back on reading for global. Let's do chord Q again.
Global.
And chord Q one more time.
Dot six.
And we're on dot six. And now this concludes this side. Would you turn the cassette over and we'll start talking about editing commands.